Yeah, no, I'm, you know, me and my family are super excited. You know, we're happy to be back in Canada and, you know, very happy to be in the beautiful city of Vancouver.
So take me through this process. I mean, here we are. A lot of people thought you'd be a July 1st kind of guy because you have a skill set that I think a lot of NHL teams wanted to add. And here we are on July 10th, and you finally get something done with the Canucks. Was Vancouver always in the mix? Were you looking at other places? Why Vancouver, and how did it happen?
Yeah, Vancouver was always in the mix. You know, we had options, and, you know, at the end of the day, when, you know, I sat down with my wife and, you know, figured out the pros and cons of where I should go, you know, I thought the best fit would be Vancouver. They got a young skill team, and I thought with my skill set I can play in the top six roles and, you know, help those guys. And, you know, I wanted to be back in, you know, in Canada and Vancouver.
Michael Ferland, the newest member of the Vancouver Canucks, with us here on the program on Sportsnet 650. You talk about fitting in that top six role. You've played in that role in a couple of other places, both Calgary and Carolina. What excites you about the other talent that you see on those top two lines in Vancouver and where you might slot in with those guys?
Yeah, just being able to, you know, obviously I play against, you know, the Peterson, Boeser, and Horvat. You know, I think just getting the opportunity, I had been meetings with Benning and Travis Green, and, you know, they told me that I'll play, I'd have a chance to play with those guys. You know, I think, you know, like I said, I think it's a good fit for myself.
How about your style of game in the sense that this is a team that is looking to turn the corner here? The playoffs are going to be an expectation now, and having that physical brand of hockey that is something that many people believe this team has lacked to this point. How excited are you that you can bring that and maybe give the Canucks something different in that regard?
Yeah, you know, I think... you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun to, you know, come over there and play my style of game. Really looking forward to it.
Michael Ferland, our guest here on Sportsnet 650, talking to Tyler Myers after he signed, he really made note that his conversations with Travis Green really helped influence his decision to sign here. You mentioned you talked to Travis. Would you put yourself in the same category? What was your impression?
Yeah, I had a great conversation with him, and, you know, I told him, or he told me, you know, just, you know, play the way you play, and, you know, you'll get rewarded. And I think for me, the type of player that I am, that's what drives me to play harder. You know, you get, you know, the trust from your coach, you know, you want to go out there and play even harder for him.
You mentioned it was important for you, your family, to be back in Canada. That is, you know, you've played in a Canadian market, and you know how intense it can be. Vancouver's no different. Not everybody embraces that. Some people shy away from it. They want to play in the anonymity of California or Carolina. Why was it so important for you to get back north of the border, Michael?
Yeah, you know, growing up in Manitoba, you know, obviously it doesn't snow as much in Vancouver, but just a totally different feel being in a Canadian market, you know, playing in Calgary. You know, Canadian fans are, you know, just, you know, very passionate about their hockey teams. And, you know, I'm not taking anything away from Carolina, but it's just a different feeling being in the Canadian market.
What was that experience like in Carolina, particularly as the run got going this past year? And I know you missed some time with injuries, but to see the way that market embraced that team and to get the experience of maybe proving some doubters wrong, what did you learn from that that you can bring into a situation with the Canucks where they'll be looking to do the same thing in many regards?
Yeah, I think, you know, last year they made some moves in the summertime and they brought some guys in, and, you know, we shocked a lot of people. No one expected us to, you know, make the playoffs and then, you know, make it to the conference finals. And, you know, I look at Vancouver as, you know, they got great pieces, you know, with the skill guys that they got. And I think they're bringing in some bigger guys that, you know, I think that are going to, you know, help well round the team. I see, you know, Vancouver being that team that's going to, you know, push their way into the playoffs.
A lot of people have mentioned here in Vancouver, while we're talking about you today, the playoff series in 2015, you're playing for Calgary, and everyone remembers you kind of, you took over that playoff series. It was your coming out party as a young player, And I think ever since that time, I think there's a lot of Canuck fans that have said, oh, like that freaking guy in that series, and yet we'd love to have him on this team. And it finally happens. What do you remember about that series?
That was, you know, kind of when I got my foot in the door and, you know, came a regular in the NHL. Yeah, it's pretty funny. You know, you get a lot of messages on Twitter. And, you know, like I said, the Canadian fans are very passionate fans. No, I'm super excited. I remember coming there, you know, just seeing, you know, being in Vancouver, how big and beautiful the city was, how nice the arena was. And, you know, I was so excited to be there. And, you know, I can't wait to get back.
Michael Ferland of the Vancouver Canucks with us here on Sportsnet 650. Of course, you've played against a lot of the guys in the Canucks dressing room. Do you have any connections with guys that will make the transition to a new team a little bit more comfortable?
I played in the American League with Sven Barchi for a little bit. He'd be the only guy that I know on the team.
Is Michael Ferland the newest member of the Vancouver Canucks? He signs his 4-year deal today. You mentioned, you know, playing the style you play, and you know, Travis Green is going to want you to be physical. It's why the Canucks sign you. Have you noticed a change in the NHL? There seems to be fewer and fewer guys that can play the way you do. And then once you get to the postseason, you saw it firsthand this year, the need for that physical presence, you know, gets so much greater. Are the guys like you disappearing around the league?
Yeah, you know, I want to be careful the way I answer this question. You know, I think when the games, you know, get real heated and physical, when the lot's on the line, and, you know, like playoff games, and, you know, the, you know, guys start getting real physical, I think, you know, I think I can help bring that to the Vancouver Canucks, you know, like a playoff style mentality where you can, you know, I think that's what separates. Like, you look at St. Louis this year, they're big and they're mean, and I think in playoffs you need that kind of hockey, you know, those kind of hockey players.
Can you take advantage of teams? Like, are some teams around the league just too soft, like easier to get off their game?
Yeah, I think, you know, some teams are, you know, maybe a little bit too much skill and, you know, don't have much, bigger guys that can be physical. And I think, you know, you can intimidate some teams sometimes with the, you know, big physical guys.
You have gotten opportunity, obviously, and you've had some good years in the NHL. What's your ceiling, Michael? How much better can you get? How much do you expect out of yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think I'm in the prime of my career right now. I got a lot of hockey left in me, and, I'm ready for this new opportunity for me and my family. And like I said, I think it's going to be a great fit for me. You know, they got a great young, you know, they got great skilled guys that are coming up there. And I think it couldn't have been a better fit for myself.
How's your off season going so far? Obviously, you have the chance to play in the conference finals with the Hurricanes, and I know you had some injury issues there in the playoffs as well, but how's the off season treating you, and how are things health-wise?
Good, perfectly healthy. Off season's going good. I'm just training back home in Brandon, Manitoba.
Congratulations again on a big day for you and your family. We'll see you here in Vancouver. Congrats again from us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.